Nolte, Representative Matt Gaetz calls for bribery probe into Bloomberg paying felons fines for votes. By John Nolte on September 23, 2020. House Judiciary Committee member Matt Gaetz, RFL, told Sean Hannity Tuesday that he's asked Florida's Attorney General to look into Mike Bloomberg's election meddling. With the Sunshine State expected to once again play a crucial role in who win the presidency in 2020, which could mean another squeaker as far as the vote count. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is running around the state paying off fines imposed on convicted felons so they can vote. In Florida, you can be convicted of a felony and earn back your right to vote, but only after you've served your time and paid any fines associated with the crime. So Mike Bloomberg, a Democrat who hates President Donald Trump, is literally raising millions to pay off felons' fines so they can vote for rapey Joe Biden. According to news reports, he has already raised upwards of $20 million and has already paid off the fines for 32,000 convicted felons. So a system that was set up to create an incentive for convicted felons to not only regain their right to vote, but to go about it in a responsible fashion which will obviously help in their rehabilitation and increase their confidence in themselves, is being gamed and abused by corrupt Democrats to rig the election for rapey Joe. The way Gaetz sees it, though, this is illegal. According to Florida law, Gaetz told Hannity, it's a third-degree felony for someone to either directly or indirectly provide something of value to impact whether or not someone votes. So the question is whether or not paying off someone's fines and legal obligations counts as something of value, and it clearly does. If Michael Bloomberg was offering to pay off people's credit card debt, he added, you would obviously see the value in that. When you improve someone's net worth by eliminating their financial liabilities, that's something of value, he explained. Normally, it would be very difficult to prove that that was directly linked to impacting whether or not someone was going to vote. But they literally wrote their own admission. When Gaetz says Bloomberg had already admitted this is an illegal quid pro quo, he pointed to a Bloomberg memo on the issue that in part says, we know to win Florida we will need to persuade, motivate and add new votes to the Biden column. This means we need to explore all avenues for finding the needed votes when so many votes are already determined. We have identified a significant vote share that requires a nominal investment. The data shows that in Florida, black voters are a unique universe unlike any other voting bloc, where the Democratic support rate tends to be 90% to 95%. Ultimately, Bloomberg aims to pay off the fines for 1 million felons. Gaetz said he is encouraged after my conversation with the Attorney General. I hope we have good law enforcement all over the country looking for the cheating and the tricks that these Democrats are going to try in this election. This is the thing about Democrats. I, for one, completely agree with giving felons their voting right back after they have served their prison time and paid their financial debt to society. I'm a big believer in the power of second chances, a big believer that once someone's paid their debt, they've paid their debt. But the left always has to take a good thing and abuse it in this way. Truly despicable people and shameless cheaters, to boot. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.